Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on 96.1 FM WSBT with the NDInsider.com recruiting update. Here's Darren Pritchett, Eric Hansen, and the South Bend Tribune's Fighting Irish football recruiting insider, Tyler James.
Tyler James has all the answers for Fighting Irish football recruiting questions right now on 96.1 FM WSBT. Tyler, good to be with you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving to you a little early. We won't have a report next week because it's Thanksgiving week, but hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your family.
Absolutely will. Food and football, can't go wrong with that.
Boy, there's no doubt about that. Well, the Irish are taking on Navy at Notre Dame Stadium. I would assume this is probably not a huge recruiting weekend. Anyone of significance visiting the Fighting Irish?
It's not big in terms of a number of guys, but there are some very talented recruits that will be making their way to Notre Dame. There's two 2018 targets, linebacker Peyton Wilson and tight end Tommy Tremble. And then there's a handful of 2019 recruits that either have offers or could end up with offers down the line. But let's start with Peyton Wilson. He is a linebacker that's committed to North Carolina currently. He has been committed to North Carolina since May, but obviously the Tar Heels haven't had a great season, 2-8 currently, and he's been weighing some other options. He visited NC State earlier this month and is making his way to Notre Dame this weekend. Notre Dame certainly is in a good spot already with linebackers with three commitments, and then also Shane Simon at Rover. So it's not necessarily a need position, but Notre Dame has shown that if there's talented linebacker recruits out there, they're willing to keep pushing for those guys. And 24/7 Sports ranks Wilson as the number four outside linebacker in the 2018 class, and Rivals ranks him seventh at the position. So it's a talented guy with big time offers, and we'll see if Notre Dame can try and pull him away from North Carolina following his official visit this weekend.
Tyler, when you talk about these linebackers, especially when you say an outside linebacker prospect, are you projecting them as a Rover, or are they either going to be a middle linebacker or a buck linebacker in Notre Dame system?
I think most of those guys would be middle linebacker or buck linebacker for Notre Dame. There's some of those guys that are outside linebackers that maybe could end up being defensive ends. But I think for the most part, when we're talking about outside linebackers at the high school level, usually those guys probably aren't going to be athletic enough to be Rovers. At least that's my thought. I think usually the Rovers that Notre Dame will have from the high school level will probably have played some safety because they'll have shown the ability to be more comfortable in coverage. But obviously those guys are going to have to be playing close to the line of scrimmage. But I think it's a position you grow into rather than get more athletic enough to play the position.
Tyler James joining us for his IndyInsider.com recruiting update on WSBT Radio. A 2018 target, tight end Tommy Tremble. Tyler's going to make a second visit to Notre Dame. Are the Irish a favorite for his services?
I think so. I think Tommy Tremble is at the top of the list when you talk about guys that could end up in Notre Dame's class, or most likely to end up in Notre Dame's class. He's a 6'4", 225-pound tight end out of Georgia who's been to Notre Dame twice this season, was also on campus in June. So getting him back for an unofficial visit, he's coming up here with a close friend. To get him back on campus is important because he already made his official visit for the Georgia game. And Georgia's one of the other schools he's considering closely. His dad played there. He's been to two games at Georgia, but he keeps coming back to Notre Dame and saying good things about Notre Dame, so Notre Dame could be able to add him to the class as a second tight end alongside George Takis, and that'd be a good addition because those two could kind of complement each other, Tremble being maybe the more athletic tight end and George being more traditional inline blocker at tight end. But Tommy's a three-star recruit, ranked as the number 16 tight end in the 2018 class and number 21 according to Rivals.
Well, if he's from Georgia, hopefully there is such a thing as 33 trucking mittens. That's all I have to say about Tommy Tremble. But as far as 2019 guys, I know that Notre Dame is working on that class pretty diligently at this point. Are there any headliners from the 2019 class coming?
Yeah, the kids in the 2019 class may end up being more talented than at least the headline guys than the 2018 guys. Zach Harrison is ranked as a 5-star defensive end according to 24/7 Sports out of Olentangy Orange High School in Ohio. He's been on the national recruiting radar for quite some time now. He received a Notre Dame offer last year, about a year ago, almost to the day, I believe. So Notre Dame is very familiar with him, and so are schools like Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and Georgia. Ranked a top 10 prospect in the 2019 class by both rivals in 24/7 Sports. So to get him on campus again is big, and it's going to be one of the top targets for Mike Elston throughout the 2019 class. And then as well from Ohio, Cade Stover, who's played a lot of linebacker but also is being projected as kind of a drop defensive end, sort of like Dalen Hayes at Notre Dame. 6'4", 230 pounds, has offers from Ohio State, Oklahoma, Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan State. Ranked as the number 5 outside linebacker according to 24/7 Sports and number 6 weak side defensive end according to Rivals. And then John Olmstead is a 4-star offensive lineman out of New Jersey. He's been on campus before, received an offer when he was on campus back in June for a camp. Ohio State, Oklahoma, Oregon, Wisconsin, Penn State offers. The number 8 offensive tackle in the 2019 class according to Rivals and number 32 according to 24/7 Sports. So those three guys are very talented recruits, names that Notre Dame has been familiar with for quite some time and has continued to recruit diligently. So to get them back on campus is important for the Notre Dame.
Tyler, I know at times Twitter can kind of be the king of the silly season. A lot of things can happen on Twitter that don't make a whole lot of sense. So let me throw this one at you. Last Friday night, a young man who was very interested in Notre Dame before he picked Florida State was defensive back Houston Griffith, the son of former Big Ten and NFL fullback Howard Griffith. And on Twitter, he tweeted out a commitment to Notre Dame. What in the world happened?
Yeah, I was just walking around downtown Miami with Mike Varell and Michael Caterina, my colleagues here at the South Bend Tribune, and all of a sudden I said, oh, guys, I might have to go back and do some work because Houston Griffith tweeted 4 for 40 committed to the Irish, and shortly after that it was taken down, so I reached out to Houston and said, hey, what's going on? And he said one of his teammates had gotten a hold of his phone and decided to play a prank and tweet that out, but... certainly kind of cruel, especially considering that Todd Light was tagged in the tweet. So I wonder if Todd Light actually saw that before it was taken down or not. But Notre Dame has continued to recruit Houston Griffith, and that was kind of a reflection of that. He tweeted out a graphic that Notre Dame had recently sent him. So it's certainly something to watch. Obviously, his teammates were just kind of messing with him, but I think he is still open to Notre Dame despite being committed to Florida State, and we're going to have to keep track of any real or fake tweets coming from his Twitter account in the next few weeks.
Well, I don't think this is a fake tweet, but I saw that Jason Owe is going to visit. I'm surprised that Notre Dame is kind of back in the mix for him. I haven't heard his name for a while, defensive end out of New Jersey. How realistic is it that he's strongly considering Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think Notre Dame's fighting an uphill battle there. They were able to get him to schedule that official visit for the Echoes Award show in December. So that's good news for Notre Dame. But I do think that they're working maybe behind Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan's trying to get in there, hoping to host him for an official visit. And Miami also extended an offer. So it's getting crowded, and he's made visits to Penn State and Ohio State and hasn't gotten back to Notre Dame since July. So I think Notre Dame has kind of fallen out of the running there in terms of as a favorite, but I do think that you get him on campus and see what happens. I think the need is obvious. They only have one other defensive end in the class, and I think they're Jason Owe is probably their best chance of getting a guy that's a 4-star recruit, the caliber of him, because I think when we move forward in this class, I don't know that Notre Dame is going to be reaching out to many guys as talented as him, and may decide to, if they can't get someone at his caliber, to maybe pass on some more defensive ends in this class. So we'll be fascinating to see. I think that there's plenty of work to do there, but Notre Dame is certainly familiar with him, and he's familiar with Notre Dame, and they'll keep trying to push him this direction.
Tyler, it's that time of the year where some of these organizations are announcing the players that will take part in high school postseason all-star games, and the Under Armour All-American game is one of those games that are now starting to hand out jerseys. Anyone from Notre Dame's class starting now to get some of those all-star offers?
Yeah, Jack Lamb, the linebacker committed to Notre Dame, it will be playing in the Under All-American game. He received his jersey on Tuesday. Currently, he's the only Notre Dame commit that will be playing in the game. That's on January 4th down in Orlando. And that's different than last year. There was a number of guys. I actually was down covering the game because there were so many Notre Dame commits last year. But in this year's game, it'll be Jack Lamb. And then there's a couple guys Notre Dame is still recruiting. Offensive tackle Nicholas Petit-Friere, who is uncommitted, and Houston Griffith, as we talked about before, who's committed to Florida State. So there could be some more Notre Dame representation in that game, but currently it's just Jack. But there are a number of guys that will be playing in the Army Bowl, Phil Dracovic, Shane Simon, Jason Adamalola, Derek Allen, and George Takis. So that seems to be where most of the Notre Dame commits will be playing come January when it comes to the All-American All-Star games.
Tyler, last one from me is I know that you got a notebook coming up looking at kind of the early signing period. Are you surprised the number of Notre Dame recruits that seem to be aligning to take advantage of that?
Not necessarily surprising based off the way the season has gone for Notre Dame. I think it's going to be a lot easier for the Notre Dame to get kids to sign during the early signing period because they are 8-2, and a lot of the question marks that Notre Dame had coming into the season have kind of been erased, and a lot of these kids were committed even before this season, so they feel pretty validated and confident in the program. So 15 guys told me that they plan to sign in December. There are four other guys that either aren't sure or maybe are considering signing in February. I wouldn't be surprised if those four guys end up signing in December anyways. Some of those guys are guys who recently committed, like Paul Mawala and Jordan Porter, that haven't really probably had a lot of time to figure out what happens in December and what the early signing period is all about. It's a new thing, so all these kids are still trying to sort through what that means and why or why they shouldn't do something like that. But I think Notre Dame is going to push to try and get them all to sign, so I do think that it's going to be a busy around December 20th through the 22nd to see which of these commits to go ahead and decide to sign early instead of in the first Wednesday in February like normal.
Tyler, I think Phil Dracovic has statistics very similar to when you play Madden, because I mean they're off the chart. Is his season still alive, or his numbers now final? Because they are just ridiculous.
Yeah, his season is still going. They're going to try and win a state championship at Pine Richland High School. I believe he passed over 3,000 yards for the season. He's over 7,000 career passing yards, and I believe he's the seventh person in the WPIAL, which is the league they play in Western Pennsylvania, to have ever done that. So yeah, he's passed for 3,003 yards with 30 passing touchdowns, 175 of 230 passing, which is 76%. So he's having an outstanding senior year. Obviously, last year he had his season cut short with a thumb injury, but has come back and really proved to be the prolific passer and runner, has 805 rushing yards and 16 rushing touchdowns this season. No one can seem to shut him down, and it'll be interesting to see if he can carry his team to a state championship this year.
Amazing numbers. Tyler, what do you have coming up in the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com?
Yeah, there'll be a full visitors preview in tomorrow's paper, as well as a notebook talking about the signing day, signing period in December, taking a little closer look at that, and also some of the other latest news and notes to come with Notre Dame recruiting.
Very good. Tyler, thank you so much for your time. I know usually we take off Thanksgiving week, so we will talk to you maybe in 2 weeks, if that's okay.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Darren.
All right, Tyler James. You can follow him on Twitter at TJamesNDI for all the latest Fighting Irish football recruiting news, and, of course, in the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com. Good stuff, as always, from Tyler. 15 minutes in front of 6 o'clock. Eric has vanished. He is getting set to cover Brian Kelly's Thursday media session. What type of news will come out of BK's media session? We'll find out together. We'll air that press conference coming up in just a little bit once it gets started. You're listening to Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat on your home of the Fighting Irish, Michiana sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.